Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents Map of the Dead by Murray Bailey, narrated by David McCallion. The First 1. Neither Alex nor her dad were happy with Ellen cycling to and from the exhibition, especially not at night. Naturally, Alex had focused on probabilities. He'd said something like, "You're 11 times more likely to be killed cycling than in a car, mile for mile." Although three-quarters of bike accidents are urban, half of fatalities are rural. So you're three times more likely to be killed cycling in the countryside. What about cycling in the countryside at night? Winding roads, no streetlights, speeding cars, and no expectation of meeting a cyclist. There are no available statistics, but you're almost guaranteed to be hit by a car. According to Ellen's dad, anyway. When she was a school kid, her dad's friend had been flattened by a truck. At least they guessed it was a truck from the extensive damage. He'd been cycling home in the dark with lights. The truck driver hadn't stopped. No one was ever arrested for it. One day a loving father of two, the next day roadkill. No doubt that's when Ellen's dad formed his view. A car came around the corner ahead, its lights dazzling Ellen. She instinctively swerved towards the verge. Mud and gravel spun under her tyres, but she managed to brake and stop. Her hands were trembling as she started again. Only a mile to go to the village and her rented bungalow. She'd text her dad as soon as she got in, to stop him worrying. The whole journey from Highclere Castle to the village was less than 2 miles as the crow flies. A little further by winding road. It hadn't been an issue until recently, until the British Museum had put on the Egyptian exhibition. Now she had to wait until the exhibition closed before she could continue with her research. And it was November, so the sun had set by late afternoon. After midnight in the Hampshire countryside, no moon in sight, it was pitch black. Eventually the lights of old Bramsclere gave the oak trees ahead a ghostly orange outline. Almost home. She relaxed. Thoughts of the latest discoveries began to supplant her fear of cycling in the dark. Working with the researcher from Berlin had been the major breakthrough, realizing that their investigations were linked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?